an old friend of mine, comedian Brian Regan, who's bringing his show to St. Louis after the World Series, after Halloween, after the election, 1 week from this Saturday on November 6th. He will be once again headlining his show at the Pageant and joins me on the phone now, I believe, live from his home in Las Vegas. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Welcome back to the show. And before we go any further, saw you on Letterman a couple of weeks ago. Another terrific stand-up bit. Nice going.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Now, we're talking about lots of baseball here with World Series fever in our town. Are you a big baseball fan yourself?
I like baseball. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but I especially enjoy it when the playoffs start. I played a little league ball myself.
Uh-huh.
I remember being up to bat and having the kids all out in the field yelling, "Easy out." Easy out, everybody. Easy out.
That's a real self-esteem builder, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody move in. Move in. Easy out. The outfielders are playing on the clay. The infielders are going through my pockets. Easy out. I'm like, hey, that's my gum.
Yeah, so you were the opposite of an intentional walk.
Yes. I was exactly the opposite of an intentional walk. I like playing baseball. And now that I'm older, I play softball a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I think the name softball is a little misleading. They make it sound like you couldn't possibly get hurt. Have you ever taken a line shot to the face with a softball?
Not to the face, but I've taken one to the chest.
Well, then you know. Then just imagine, you don't stand there going, "Oh, wow, that was downy soft." It's fun playing softball.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about that. That's blood light. We're playing softball. We're going to float around like angels.
It's not made out of a Nerf-like material, is it?
It is. I don't know why they are allowed to use the word soft with it. It might be softer than granite. But
yeah.
I don't think it goes under the category of soft.
Maybe it should be called the not quite as hard as a regular baseball, but still awfully hard ball.
Yes, I think that's it. That might be difficult to get out quickly, but that's what they should call it.
Hey, what are you guys doing after work today? Oh, well, we have the big,
not quite as hard. I was trying to remember for you.
Game, and we got to go over there and do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But I like the baseball thing. I've been watching the World Series, and hopefully the Cardinals will get back in it here.
Yep.
I like watching Tim McCarver. I think he's... He knows something about every person on the screen, which is kind of amazing to me. You know,
he does have either he or his research people have dug up some of the most obscure information about these guys.
Well, like the other guy will go, "There's a foul ball going back. Whoa, that almost hit that vendor. That vendor's name is Skip Rogers. He moved to the area in 1987. He's originally from Pittsburgh. He works in the textile industry. He doesn't need the vending job. He just likes to come out here and have a good time."
Thank you, Tim McCarver.
Wow, Tim, how did you know this? In the meantime, three runs have scored.
Yeah, that's my problem with McCarver, and part of my problem with the Fox telecast, because I'm trying to watch the game and listen to them, and at the same time, we have the guys who do the game here on KMOX, mm-hmm. Wayne Hagan and Mike Shannon. And so I kind of have dueling audio going on there, and I want to hear what's going on, because I think Joe Buck and Tim McCarver do a very good job.
Sure they do.
The problem with them is, because they're on TV, it's different than radio broadcasting, where in radio, people can't see what's going on, so you got to tell them everything that's going on. On TV, you can go off on a tangent for a half of an inning, never even mentioning the game itself, just assuming people can see for themselves what's going on. and I've noticed that sometimes they throw it to this Chris Myers, mm-hmm. you know, the guy who's assigned to go in the stands and find the oldest person on the planet.
Yes.
And half of an inning is taken up with Chris Myers having to repeat himself to that person while the interviewee just says, "What?
Yeah.
What? I couldn't hear you. What?"
And asking everyone, "Were you there in 1918?
That's right.
How about you? Were you there in 1918?
Oh, I know.
But
maybe we'll get kind of a younger interviewee, because the Cardinals have been there more recently and have won only 22 years ago, not 86 years ago. So you could ask a guy our age in his 40s,
right,
"Were you there the last time the Cardinals won a World Series?" Yes, I was, and I could hear that question perfectly. Thanks for asking.
It's interesting, too, when you say the difference between a radio broadcaster and a television broadcaster, because it is different. When you're broadcasting on radio, you know that the home listener can't see it, so you basically have to describe enough information so they know what's going on, whereas baseball, it's kind of a judgment call. You know, I mean, they could go the other extreme, too, and just every time something goes on, go, wow, look at that.
That's right.
The TV guys. And, hey, check that out.
There's something I've never seen before. How about you, Tim?
Me neither. Let's let the home viewer take it in while we sit back and have a swig of beer.
There you go. Brian's going to be at the pageant a week from Saturday night, a 7 o'clock show. Has no possible baseball conflict because things will be done by then. Hopefully by the time you come back to town, Brian, we will know who our next president is going to be.
Yeah, man, that'd be, yeah, hopefully, after 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm from Florida, and after the last election, I felt like I was going around the country doing my apology tour. Sorry about my state, everyone. Sorry we don't know how to count.
Yeah, kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, they were down there, you know, the election officials, they were counting the votes. One potato, two potato. Three potato, four. You know, we're having local elections here where I live, and, you know, I'm new to this area, so I don't know any of these candidates.
Mm-hmm.
They put billboards up on the side of the road, these little billboards that you drive by.
Yeah.
It's just the candidate's name and two one-word qualities. I'm supposed to make a decision based on this? John Smith, leadership, integrity. Okay, say no more. The only way that would be helpful is if his opponent had a billboard on the other side of the road, Roger Wilson, laziness, thievery. Oh, no.
I'm not going for the crime and sloth candidate this year.
I'm not looking for those kind of qualities. I like this guy on the other side of the road.
You said you moved to a new place. Are you living in Vegas now?
We're living in Las Vegas.
What is that like?
It's nice, you know. There's a little rain here this last week, which reminds me of when we moved here last year. We were in the house about a month, and this huge rainstorm came. I mean, our house got pelted with hail, and, I mean, it was just crazy. Our basement got flooded. That night on the news, they called it a 100-year storm. They said the weather patterns only converge that way once every 100 years. And in the very next sentence, they said the last time the Las Vegas Valley had rains like this was in the year 1998. That's absolutely true. I don't know what the definition of a 100-year storm is, but apparently they have one about every 6 years out here.
Well, you got to remember that Las Vegas is a city that only thrives on people who can't do math.
That's, I guess so. You know, I guess no one else questions it, and they go straight to the blackjack table.
You know what? I put $100 in. I got $6 back. I'm even.
I remember I went in an elevator here in Las Vegas, and they had, like, in one of the casinos, and it said 97% return on your money.
Yeah.
You know, and with like a big exclamation point. And I'm thinking, what if a bank offered that? I mean, is that supposed to be good?
Yeah.
If it's a dollar, we'll give you 97 cents.
Yeah. You are guaranteed to lose 3% of your money every time you come in here.
I know. It was like a selling point.
Honey, we're going in this place.
Yeah, look at that. We're only going to take 3 cents out of every one of our dollars.
And now that you've settled out there, and I know you've got two kids. You just had a new one last time I had you on here about a year ago, last time you played the pageant. So you're a father of two. That means more time at home and more meals at home, I'm hoping, and not all that road food you're used to eating going from comedy club to comedy club.
Well, I'm fortunate that my wife enjoys cooking. You know, I'm like one of these, like, new age husbands that I would never ever ask my wife to cook, you know,
uh-huh.
Because unless she wanted to, and she happens to like doing it, which is great. And,
yep.
But, you know, I try to, like, throw together meals in the morning for the kids and that sort of thing. And, you know, I give them some Pop-Tarts out of the box. And
oh, you really are a chef now. Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah.
Do you toast them or are they right out of the box, Brian?
Well, you can do it either way depending on how much time you have. You know, what's weird, if you've ever looked at a Pop-Tarts box, they have directions on there, and they have two sets of directions. I mean, can there be a simpler food item than Pop-Tarts?
I don't think so.
If the directions weren't on there, would somebody just stare at the box going, how do I get that goodness in me? And they have a set of toaster directions, which, believe it or not, is more than one step. I don't know how you could possibly have more than one toaster step. I can only think of one step. Step one, toast the Pop-Tart. Go ahead, toast them. Hey, are you still reading this? But they've managed to break these into smaller increments. These are some of the actual steps. I would love to be in the room watching someone who has to consult these. Number one, remove pastry from pouch. Oh, okay. Let me get them out of there. Okay, I see where they're going with this. We're banging on all cylinders now.
Yep.
Okay, number two, insert pastry vertically, and at that, their brain explodes. They're reading toaster directions. You're going to throw the vertical concept at them? And they also have a whole set of microwave directions, which just blows me away.
Microwaving Pop-Tarts is just wrong. Let's just say that right up front.
You can. How long does it take to toast a Pop-Tart? You know, 30 seconds?
Yep.
If you want them dark? People don't have that kind of time? Listen, if you need to zap fry your Pop-Tarts before you head out the door, you might want to loosen up your schedule. Look, it says microwave on high for 3 seconds. I'm not making that up.
No, it doesn't.
I swear it says 3 seconds. I don't think I want to wake up and be eating in 3 seconds. You wake up, the alarm goes off, and you put them in, ding, it's late, I got to get out of here.
These people
eating and hauling in 3 seconds, you're booking yourself too tight.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe set the alarm 1 minute earlier tomorrow morning.
And then you can relax and enjoy a nice leisurely breakfast.
That's right. Exactly. Brian Regan coming to the pageant 1 week from Saturday. That'll be November 6th. And because it's a Saturday, he won't get to come and hang in the studio with me, so I'm glad we had a chance to do it on the phone here today. Thank you, Brian.
Enjoy it, Paul. Thanks for having me.
And watch for Brian on Letterman and all sorts of other places, but go see him because he does. How long are you on stage now, Brian? Is it like 60 to 70 minutes now?
I'm on stage that long, but I do 3 minutes of jokes.
It's the microwave comedy concept.
It's a very awkward 70 minutes.
You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or 314-421-4400. Truly one of the best in the business for a long, long time. And now he's made the step up to playing theaters with 1,000 people or so there. And a longtime friend of the show, Brian Regan. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
It's the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.